Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me.
My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Ray Keating is our guest. He's chief economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, tell us how we can find you guys online and a little bit about the SBE Council.
Sure, you can find us at sbecouncil.org, and if you go to our website, we have got all sorts of great information. You can find out the results of the survey we're talking about. We also had another survey that came out about the impact of mobile apps and that type of technology on small businesses and how much they're saving in terms of time and dollars, so that's pretty exciting. And then you can just get our rankings of the states in various areas, like our Small Business Survival Index. So, and there's regular columns put up there. Good stuff on our website.
Can I still find out how my delegation ranks with regard to small business policies that and bills that affect small business there?
Yep, you can find out with the congressional vote rankings, and we'll be getting out a new edition of that. I don't know exactly when. I assume sometime, probably in the middle of next year is going
to
be my
guess. So, folks, you're going to want to follow that to see how your delegation, your congressperson and your senators voted on issues that are important to small business. You need to go check out what their ranking is. And there's no politics in these rankings. It's just they call it like it is. They established the policy that's important to you and me. And did they vote for it or did they vote against it? It's just adding and subtracting, isn't it, Ray?
No, it's straightforward. And that's the thing. Yep. It actually puts them to the test. I mean, they all say they're for small business, but how do they actually vote?
And I'll tell you, I actually went up to a member of Congress once and told them that I'd been tracking them on that index, and that this person had said that he was a friend of small business. And I said, did you realize that this is your voting record? He said, no, I didn't. I said, well, I think you should check it out. You know what? After that, his ranking went up. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the guy who did it, but I know one thing. He admitted he didn't know how bad it was.
That's good, Jim. Do that. Keep going. Not knock on every door in Congress with that.
you go, boy. Right.
That's right.
Ray,
exactly.
Do you think that? Well, let me say this. President Obama likes jobs. He wants more jobs. But here's what I've come to determine: he only likes certain kinds of jobs. He likes to pick winners and losers. He likes green jobs and he likes union jobs. Anything else is a child of a lesser god to him. And so my question is, since he likes green jobs so much, and folks, I've done my homework on this. I've heard that he and his folks speak about this many times. Do you think that he secretly, maybe or maybe not so secretly, likes these higher energy policies? Because the higher crude oil is, the more likely that the green alternatives will flourish. What do you think?
Well, you answered your own question. You're absolutely right. I mean, I think people might listen to that question and say, oh, come on, Jim. But when you look at what the president has actually said, and particularly go back to the 2008 campaign, where he quite explicitly said that his energy policies would raise the cost of carbon-based fuel. I mean, that's the objective here. When you talk about cap and trade and what the EPA is pushing ahead on in terms of emission caps, that's the objective. And Secretary Chu, the energy secretary, has admitted the same thing, that if you're going to go down the path of cap and trade, capping CO2 emissions, so on and so on, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to raise the price of carbon-based energy so you make these other inefficient forms of energy more competitive, if you will. So that's the stated objective, unfortunately. And I think people need to wake up and take a look at what the administration, what the president has been saying on these issues, and look at these policies that they're pushing ahead. Because, again, remember, cap and trade failed in a Democratic-led Congress, okay? So
with a Democrat president.
Right. So what do they do? They go the EPA route. The EPA claims powers it doesn't have under the Clean Air Act, and now is pushing ahead with these
And by the way, cap and trade originated in the Kyoto Accords, Kyoto, Japan. And recently, Japan announced that it would not follow the Kyoto Accords.
Yeah, well, most of that, when you actually get into that and all the nations that signed and how few actually met the targets and so on and so on.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's amusing.
We need an energy policy.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know,
and we don't have one.
Right. And it's not difficult to figure out what we need to do. We need to be able to access our domestic sources of energy.
Yeah, exactly. And transition to green. I'm not against green. It just needs to be a logical transition. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBECouncil.org. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.